This podcast is proudly sponsored by David Rabago Family Chiropractic. We fondly refer to our chiropractor as Dr. Dave, who is an ambassador of good competition and an active member of our jiu-jitsu community for the past 10 years. For sports injuries, think Rabago Chiropractic, where soft tissue injuries respond quickly with chiropractic care so you can keep on training. Dr. Rabago is conveniently located near Arden Mall at 1860 Howe Avenue, number 435. Give him a call at 916-568-6333 so you can give it your all on the mat. And don't forget to tell him Jabron sent you.
Like, I don't, but I still train. I'm just like, oh, this just fucking hurts, you know? But I'll still, like, suck it up and train.
Yeah.
But since it was, like, MMA, like, I got hit, like, or boxing, I got hit.
Well, you can't get hit there
now. Yeah. And they got, like, I think ER doctor said is, like, I think I got, like, a pinhole in my eardrum.
So, like, shit.
Similar to, like, rupturing it.
Oh, my God.
So, like, now I had, like, pus coming out of it.
Okay.
So that day when I saw you guys probably didn't notice, but I freaking had pus coming out of my ear, and I kept like having to go like this, like every 2 seconds to like clean it or whatever. And I couldn't hear half, like even now I'm like half deaf, you know?
Yeah.
But that day I couldn't hear shit. So I was just like, fuck this.
Fuck.
I was like, I need a couple of drinks to like just kind of get out of the zone, you know?
Yeah. So it's a lot harder like lifestyle than.
Yeah, exactly.
Than,
so it's
than
like
jiu-jitsu.
Exactly. So
a lot of the jiu-jitsu guys probably don't want to hear that, but it's fucking true, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, when people call jiu-jitsu a fight, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. That's funny because like.
I don't know. I mean, people still get their arms broken and whatnot, but yeah. Like, I don't know about a fight. It's kind of like.
It's funny because, like, I think that's one of the reasons I feel like I'm going to do better in MMA. Yeah. Like, I did really good in jiu-jitsu, but I feel like I'll do even better in MMA because jiu-jitsu never appealed to me in, like, a very, like, violent manner.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like some of the guys that do really well in jiu-jitsu is because their mindset is like that.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, it's a fight, you know?
Yeah.
So when you really believe that, like, yo, it's a fight, you're going to fight your ass off.
Okay.
You know, that's what I think. So even if you might not think it's a fight or it might not be a fight, but when somebody has that mindset, like, if you're like, yo, I'm going to go kill this guy, no matter what you do, it could be freaking ping pong, you know? If you have that mindset, you're gonna beat
him. Then you'll do better.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think, like,
So you think, even though maybe it might not be a fight per se, you think it's, like, still, like, a good
mindset
thing to tell yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I think I like that, you know? And I think it's sometimes at the highest level, it fucked me up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't, like... It's kind of like, oh, it's just a jiu-jitsu match, you know? While this other guy is going ape shit coming at me, you know, trying to kill me, you know?
Yeah. yeah, no, you definitely get that sometimes where it's just like, dude, like, are we in the same sport? Like, I'm just here to grapple. And
yeah, exactly, like, you know?
You said, you know, I heard you say you were ready to die out there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a jiu-jitsu fight.
Yeah. Yeah, like, or even just, like, guys are, like, they make it like a fight, you know? They're, like, freaking club you 1,000 times in the head, and you're like, the fuck, man, this is...
There's got to be better rules in jiu-jitsu about that, because, like...
Yeah.
You know who's, like, you know, I, AJ Agazarm is a little bit like that, like...
Yeah.
Like, all right, AJ, come
he's
on.
He's a dirty fighter.
You know?
I competed against him twice, actually.
I want to like him, because he's a wrestler and he's an American, but then, like...
Yeah.
You know what, the fake Brazilian accent pisses me off, too.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, why are you acting like you're Brazilian, like...
It's like Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, yeah, have you seen that video?
Yeah. You know, I fought AJ twice, and, like, both times, the first time I fought him, I made a mistake of, like, entangling up with him like this.
Yeah.
And he fucking, like, tried to, like, mercy me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he did it, like, over and over during the match to a point where it pissed me off, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I was like, it's not a fucking move, you know? I was like, I'm not gonna, like, it's not gonna do anything to me.
Yeah.
So I just continued going on. I ended up winning the match, but, like, for fucking, like, 6 months after, like, my finger was killing me, man. Because this fucker did that. And then he had a match with Dylan.
He, like, prides himself on being a dick to his opponent. So I'm just like, dude, why?
Yeah,
why?
It's weird.
Why would you, like...
I think he's just trying to... He thinks that's what sells.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's trying to...
He's trying to be, like, the Conor of,
like,
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. I think a lot of these guys are doing that. Like, you know, like, even Dylan does that. What's his name? Gordon does that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Gordon definitely does that.
Yeah.
I think maybe this is how I do it. I'm still trying to... I'm still evolving here.
That's fine. I mean, he's not here yet, so we're good.
Yeah.
I fucked up because since I thought I was... Even when I saw you last week, I thought I was going to be training this week.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, ah, whatever, I'll be fine on Monday kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And Monday came, and I like, well, actually, Saturday night I got really fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
So Sunday I was just recovering. And then Sunday night when I tried to go to sleep, it was like I had so much pain that I couldn't sleep. Because Saturday night I didn't feel shit. I was drunk, so I just fell over and fell asleep, you know? And then you wake up the next day and you're like, fuck, you know? And then I tried to go to sleep, and then I couldn't sleep. And I was like, oh, man, I don't think I can train like this.
Yeah.
And then I took like a couple of days off. And then yesterday I did like a, like not even a class. It was just like a private where me and Dustin were drilling with Alex Munoz. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, I know Alex, yeah.
So we were just doing drills, like
wrestling. Great wrestling. Great wrestling.
Yeah, so we were just like wrestling drills. So he wasn't even live, but I remember when we were drilling, I was like feeling like dizzy and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not good. And then today I work with Stan. Marniok.
Stan the man.
Yeah, Stan the man. Yeah. He's supposed to be really good at boxing, right?
He's boxing, yeah.
Yeah, so,
dude. He's a small guy, man, but his power is just amazing.
Yeah. I haven't got to like spar anything with him yet, but you know, I'm not ready to spar with him.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. But... He's been helping me with my striking, and like, and today, like, I just like working with him, man, I was getting nauseous. I was like, fuck. And I never get that, you know?
Like, just like too much high, like, output or what? Just like.
I don't know if it's because I've been eating shitty because I haven't been training, and this has been an excuse for me to eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
Or I think my ear's fucking me up. I don't know, man.
Or what it is.
Yeah. Only thing that sucks is I'm getting migraines from this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because this fucking hurts and it goes into my head.
I have this thing right now called vertigo.
Okay.
So it's
so that's like when it fucks with your balance, right?
Yeah. It's really, so it's like, you know, like a kidney stone, kind of like salt balled up into a stone. You kind of have like that, but it's in your ear instead of in your kidney. And you kind of have these like little particles floating around in your ear anyways, because there's no like pure water in your body. There's like calcium and potassium and shit floating around. But it all sinks to the bottom of your ear over time, right?
Okay.
When you get hit real hard,
it explodes.
Yeah, it just kind of gets jostled up and it comes up to the top of your ear. And then it starts, like, so right now it's in my left ear. So if I move my head back or to the left, or if I turn my head to the left real quick, I'll be dizzy for like 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have like a hard time doing like fucking forward rolls and back rolls.
I skip them. I can't.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And then, I feel like in grappling it's less because I'm moving the whole time, my body maybe gets used to it or whatever. But when I get it is like when I'm at work, I'm at my desk.
It's like, quick.
And I have a thought and I'm like that, and it's just like shit. Like yeah. I literally feel like I got punched, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like because you probably have a consistent pace when you're grappling.
Yeah.
Or you're consistently moving as so your body's getting used to that kind of pace and then probably at work you're just like going from 0 to 100.
Yeah, like I get up, like I'll have a thought, like I'm very expressive, so I'll have a thought and I'll just be like, ha! And then they'll be like, boom. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's like how people fuck up their necks when they're like driving.
Yeah.
So one of the chiropractors was telling me, he's like, you'll be surprised. Because I used to always get like, you know, from training, getting my neck fucked up, you know, I can't turn this way or this way.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, the most common way is when people are driving and then they'll go like really fast to look.
Oh, shit.
At the mirror to see if somebody's whatever to
call. Oh, yeah, there's like.
Yeah, and then they'll get like a freaking pinched nerve in the neck.
Just like, boom. Yeah. Boom. And then I get that. I just yelled at somebody today, like just a few minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, they weren't paying attention to the road, and I like pulled up next to them. I was like, look at the fucking road, motherfucker. Fuck you. I was like yelling so loud. Like, I didn't even roll my window down.
That's so
I
funny.
Just yelled so loud that it like went through my window and his window. Yeah, and yeah, yeah. I was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Was he like responding or was he just looking
at me? No, he just looked at me like I was crazy. he was like,
I wish I was like more like that, man. I'm actually like too shy to say something.
Oh, yeah, no, just believe me, coming from someone who is like that. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to be like that.
No. It's good to be able to express yourself.
Yeah. It's not about getting